from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think I'm just going to give up on the John Metchie thing and just let it happen, I guess. Because I am, fellas, confused on what I'm watching. What I am watching.
You're invested.
I am, man. What I'm watching and what the production we're seeing, Clint, is the bottom of the receiving core type of guy.
Yeah.
Like, who is down there? Yeah. Cephas?
I mean, Cephas made a catch today that I don't think I've seen.
Production-wise, what we've seen from Metchie, he would be at that level, but that's not how they are operating with him. They are operating with him running with C.J. Stroud. He's out there. Him and Bob Woods today were coming in and in sets with the ones, and that to me was like, wow, because Xavier Hutchinson is not getting that kind of run. Ben Skoranek is hurt right now, so he's not out there, but I don't think he'd be getting that run. I'm just really surprised that he is up in that space. And I'm telling you, I got no clue on how they are going to handle this. Because I told you Friday, he's going to have to have some kind of moment, something that sticks out in this game. And he had one catch for 7 yards on 2 targets.
Yeah, after watching today, it's just, I'm convinced if John Metchie wasn't a second round pick, he would definitely be buried on the depth chart and he'd be a fourth quarter play this week all day long. I mean, we've seen him drop balls. We've seen him not create separation. There's obvious chemistry that quarterbacks are building with Xavier Hutchinson and Ben Skoranek and, you know, the Robert Woods and these other guys. I'm not talking about CJ Stroud. I'm talking about guys that they work with in practice. And so, it's obvious, man. There's the only reason that John Metchie is in the huddle with the ones today is that they are hell bent on making this work. they are hell bent on giving John Metchie every single opportunity, no matter what the film says or you know, they're gonna give him every opportunity that they can to make this thing work. And like I said, if he weren't drafted in the second round, he'd be buried where we thought he was, and where, you know, after every game where there's really nothing of note to talk about. Again, where there's drops last year and this year, it just doesn't make sense. Other than Nick and D'Amico, really Nick drafted him in the second round, and there's some kind, you know, they view a second round ceiling and say, man, we have got to see this through, because if he does take that leap, Then we want it to be here.
And I've seen people with the thought of, well, maybe they're just putting him with the ones and putting him with the best guys, putting him with the best offensive line, putting him with the best quarterback at C.J. Stroud, so they can really see what you have. And I would just say to that, like, if you got to do all of that, like if he does, like
second round wide receiver,
like if Xavier Hutchinson can flash with Davis Mills and Robert Woods can flash with Davis Mills, if you got to try to do all of those things to see what you have, then you know what you got.
Yeah.
You know the answer.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I mean? You know the answer at that point if it's forced to do that. So
the curious thing, you know, that I mean, to me, what's interesting about it, Ron, is like, and I know we had some back and forth last week or before the Hall of Fame, whatever it is. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, I've not seen one thing in practice or in a game that was like, okay, that's worth another shot.
The only thing that I was arguing with you was they view him as it.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't nothing. That I'm with you on that. He has everybody's had a day. Robert Woods had four for 42.
I'm not piling on the guy. I'm just simply like, I go to practice damn near every day. And with the exception of a mismatch with a safety, a soft safety, and him catching a slant underneath or you know, catching an underneath route. I mean, there's nothing there that makes you sit back in your seat and go, man, we got to see more. There's been nothing. And so that's the shocking part to me.
And not just that there's been nothing, but other guys around him have had moments.
Yeah, but even if we're just addressing and discussing, you know, them continuing to give him the opportunities, like, there's not, like, we don't watch him run away from guys in man coverage. We're not watching him make one or two big plays over the top where he's climbing the ladder and going and getting high pointing the ball over a defensive back. I don't care if it's a defensive back that's not going to be here in a month. Like, we're not, there's none of that. There's nothing. My point is there's nothing that an NFL coach sees and goes, get in there with the ones, man. We got to see if you can make some plays with the ones now. Like, it's fascinating as hell to watch. I understand the story. I understand what John Metchie's been through, and it would be an unbelievably powerful story. It is a powerful story. It'd be even more powerful if he arrives in the NFL and starts making plays at this level. I just don't see, any way, shape, or form how it happens this year with the Texans.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I couldn't believe it. This how often he was in the huddle with CJ. Like, it was the entire time he was out that I'm just like, maybe he was running some hellacious routes that we just didn't see, that they just didn't get to him in the last two games. But, like, it's interesting to see that. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as they'll look at Wednesday's practice.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.